This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, Locksmiths, friend of the show and our Check the Locks Halloween episode co-host Jessica Gomez has written a dark thriller novel called Pieces of You. This creepy but emotional tale of grief, abduction, and murder is Mayor of Easttown meets Psycho, and it's perfect for all of you who love crime stories.
Nora Aberdeen, a grieving college dropout, ventures to a deteriorating small town to meet a blind date. On her drive home, a bloody young woman darts in front of her car, causing Nora to veer off the road and headfirst into a tree. When Nora regains consciousness, the woman is gone. Nora's estranged uncle, a sheriff's deputy, comes calling with information about a growing list of young women turning up dead in the small town of Woodbridge, including the woman who caused Nora's accident. The local police have written the women off as drug overdoses, but suspicious circumstances and the department's ineptitude point to something more nefarious. Unsure if she can trust the only family she has left, Nora tries to uncover the secrets of the missing young women and her connection to them when a strange motive unfurls. Will Nora uncover the truth before the killer claims another victim?
Pieces of You by Jessica Gomez releases October 1st. Pre-order as a hardcover, paperback, or ebook online at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, bookshop.org, or ask your local bookstore to order it for you. Sign up for Jessica's newsletter at writerjessicagomez.com and follow her on Instagram at writerjessicagomez for updates. This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, again, you may have noticed that it is just me this week. And again, definitely apologize for that. I know that I love the episodes where it is Olivia and I together, and that's normally how we do the show. And I know last week, you know, she was feeling under the weather, so she wasn't able to join me. Unfortunately, this week, Olivia got COVID, so she is not feeling well and not able to, you know, join us for this, but we do wish her a very speedy recovery. COVID is no joke. As someone who has had it before, I know it is no fun whatsoever. So really hoping that she gets to feeling better soon and, you know, send her all the love, the positivity for a quick recovery. The next couple episodes may be a little bit different because Olivia was gearing up to travel and then got COVID beforehand. So if she is still able to travel, our plan was to pre-record a bunch of episodes before she left so that we had them to release. Unfortunately, all that means is that for the next few episodes, you may just get me, perhaps maybe a guest. I might try to switch some stuff up and maybe bring somebody in to mix it up just a little bit here. But please just bear with us again. COVID just seems to kind of suck in general. And if you've dealt with it or anything of that nature, again, I'm sure you completely understand. So with that being said, I hope that all of you listening are feeling good, feeling healthy. You know, we're not going to miss an episode if we don't have to. So I'm coming to you. I still got a case for you to get into this week. Again, it's going to be a little bit shorter just because it is a little bit last minute, but we're going to make sure we got everything rocking and rolling and we're putting out the episode. So what do y'all say? Should we just jump in and get to this episode, talk about this week's case? Because I think we should do it. For this week's case, we're headed to Mesa, Arizona just last week. On Wednesday, July 31st, a woman noticed that her friend, 43-year-old Elizabeth Bird, hadn't shown up to their normal exercise class. Concerned, she reached out to Elizabeth's 11-year-old son by text message. And according to the child, neither he nor his siblings, ages 8 and 4, had seen their mother all day. He also shared that his father had left the home around noon and that their parents' bedroom door had been locked since he left. The children's father was 47-year-old John Byrne, a Maricopa County detective. Now, Byrne had been a detective in the county for 8 years, where he worked in the Investigations Division in the Family Violence and Trial West Bureau. And on a page of the department's website, Byrne was described as passionate about domestic violence prevention. Elizabeth's friend quickly called Mesa Police and asked for a wellness check to be done. When they arrived, officers found Detective Byrne's employer at the home as well. Byrne had just gone out on medical leave and they were there to retrieve his work vehicle. Now, police gathered some additional information and eventually entered the home. And once inside, they were able to gain entry into the bedroom. And that is where they made a heartbreaking discovery. There, lying on the floor, was Elizabeth's lifeless body. And from what detectives could tell, there were no visible injuries. Now, police attempted to contact Detective Byrne, but he wasn't answering his phone. And because of this, authorities began searching for the missing officer. He would eventually be pulled over, driving a vehicle registered to Elizabeth. It was at this point that Byrne was detained and brought in for questioning. And it was there that he shared that he had had some mental illness issues lately and had been very stressed about his home and work life. Byrne told police that on the morning of July 31st, he and his wife had gotten into a heated argument in the couple's bedroom. According to Byrne, a flip switched inside of him. He then put his hands around Elizabeth's neck and strangled her to death. After, he locked the door behind him so his children wouldn't see what he had done. Then, Byrne left the home. According to detectives working the case, Byrne knew that what he did was wrong. Court records show that Byrne suffered from stress and depression, but family members have suggested that it may be something more. According to reports, Byrne had been complaining of searing headaches and not being able to complete certain tasks. The family also shared that Byrne was scheduled for an MRI on August 1st. Now, John Byrne has been charged with murder in the second degree of his wife, Elizabeth. And during his first court appearance, the judge presiding over the case acknowledged Byrne's possible mental complications, saying, "It does seem like you have some self-reported, maybe some mental issues going on that I'm not really sure what they are, if they have been diagnosed or not. I do have some concerns over the unpredictable nature of the act. At this point in time, I think the $750,000 secured is a reasonable bond amount." Now, neighbors who knew the couple are in complete shock, with one saying that Byrne referred to Elizabeth as his queen. They also described John and Elizabeth as good people who love their kids. Mesa Police will continue the investigation, and the Pinal County Attorney's Office will handle the prosecution. The Attorney's Office has also shared that they are currently in the process of ending Detective Byrne's employment. So that is this week's case, and I'm really interested to hear what the listeners, the locksmiths, are going to think, because to me, you know, this is just a terribly tragic tale, is what it feels like. I'm definitely going to be following this case pretty closely, because with Detective Byrne's history, it definitely sounds like this is something that was out of character for him, especially somebody who has worked so hard in domestic violence prevention and things of that nature. Now, again, that is not me excusing it or anything like that. But I am really interested to see if they end up doing an MRI and what the results of that MRI are going to show. This sounds like somebody to me who may be having something going on in the brain. And that can be really scary. I know, you know, from personal experience, I had a friend growing up who, you know, got into a bike accident and had some frontal lobe damage, and personality changed, actions changed, doing things they wouldn't normally do, talking to people in ways that they wouldn't normally talk to, kind of, you know, again, very similar to the way that Byrne described it, but just like a flip of the switch almost like hairpin trigger kind of thing. So I am really interested to find out, you know, if they do a full exam or anything of that nature, what that is going to find. Again, not excusing anything at the end of the day, you know, Elizabeth's parents lost their child, you know, John and Elizabeth's children, they lost their mother and, you know, have lost their father in a way as well. And these are implications that will ripple through generations and, you know, are going to need to be addressed for decades to come, you know, and it's when something like this happens, it leaves this kind of dark fingerprint on a family, you know? So my thoughts are definitely with, you know, their children and just hoping that there is somebody that, you know, is there to love them and guide them through this difficult time. But this is really one of those cases where I just want to know more. I want to know what the results of the MRI are. I want to know, you know, what other behavior had changed. You know, was he like this all the time? Maybe I'm completely wrong. And, you know, maybe he was just really good at hiding who he was. Again, it's all speculation on this point because we don't know. But something is telling me that, you know, there may have been something going on and inside the brain that was altering those normal actions. So just really interested to see how this one shakes out. But for me on the deadbolt test, I would definitely put this up. I mean, this is going to be a 9 for me because there is just something about, you know, the person that you're committed to, right? The person that you've chosen to spend your life with, they're your partner, your teammate, and then they turn on you and take your life is absolutely terrifying. And, you know, if what I'm thinking is right and, you know, he has been this upstanding detective and just really like quality person, and then it changed so violently, that would have had to have been terrifying for Elizabeth. So it's at a 9. And then just to think about the kids, right? As a parent, you know, thinking about my child, you know, losing their mother, losing me or something of that nature. Like it's one of the scariest things in the world. So I'm going to put this at a 9, but as always, I want to hear from the listeners, the locksmiths, where does the murder of Elizabeth Byrd fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. I think some of the listeners and I, we may be starting some kind of weird New Balance shoes based cult. So if you'd like to get the info on that, you can come hang out with us in the Facebook group. You know, we'll talk about the required shoes and everything like that. But we would just love to get to know you and spend a little time with you. And speaking of the Facebook group, before we go any further, I did just want to take a moment just to shout out a few special things. So I asked what was going on this weekend. I always like to kind of pulse check and see if anybody's doing anything fun. And Erin in the Facebook group, who has been one of our ride or dies since the very beginning. I mean, she's been here really, it feels like since we launched the show, she's always been super supportive of what Olivia and I do. Her and her husband just celebrated their 30-year wedding anniversary this past Saturday. So congratulations, Erin. I can tell you, I'm not married to you, but if you show up with the same kind of support and enthusiasm that you show for the podcast in your marriage, I am not surprised at all that your relationship has lasted as long as it has. And I know you all have beautiful children. And again, just wanted to give you a big congratulations, tell you, you know, we love you and just hope it was, you know, a great weekend for you. Also, Michelle had her birthday. So happy birthday, Michelle. Thank you for sharing that with us and hanging out with us in the Facebook group and for being part of our family. On behalf of Olivia and I, we just hope it was a truly, truly great day for you. So again, come hang out with us in the Facebook group. We love getting to know you. We love getting to spend time with you. Also, don't forget, we want to hear from you, right? We want to hear what you think of the show. Suggest some cases. Did we get something wrong? Did we miss something? We definitely want to hear from you. And there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. First, you can head over to Apple Podcasts, find the show. If you scroll down the bottom, you can click all 5 stars, leave us a review, let us know what you think. We'd love to read it on the air. Also, you can do that same thing now on Spotify with Spotify comments. So if you listen to the show on Spotify, you want to leave some thoughts there. Again, go ahead, drop them. We would love to read them. You can also email us. That's contact@checkthelockspod.com. We'll read your emails. And you can always leave us voicemails. Just head over to checkthelockspod.com. Click the little microphone button. Leave us a voicemail. We would love to hear your actual voice and be able to play it on the show. So again, definitely want to hear from you. Feel free to reach out because it's one of our favorite things. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. We got stickers, coffee mugs, all sorts of stuff. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us keep the lights on here. Throw us a few bones. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, listen, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're spending time listening, telling, you know, the people that matter to you to check out the show, just know that we appreciate that so much. Word of mouth is always the biggest thing for a podcast like ours. So if you're telling people to check it out, just know that we appreciate it. Again, our goal is just to expand our community, bring more people into the family. And by you telling people to check it out, that's exactly what we do. So again, from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate that so, so much. That is all that we've got for you for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the lock. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.